Healthy Living with Brooke Longfield.
Hello, Brooke Longfield from the Healthy Food Guide. How are you?
Good afternoon, Brent. I'm very well, thank you.
It's that time of the year, yes, where everyone tries to get on together and families and situations of where everyone's all under the one roof to celebrate Christmas. And what we never think about the problems that the caterer, as in the lady of the house, putting this spread together has in reference to, you know, people's diets. Gluten-free, vegan, nut-free, dairy-free, for God's sake, all these sort of things. My goodness. What do they do, Brooke? Help.
Well, as if it wasn't stressful enough, and I actually read a stat that actually Christmas time and seeing relatives over Christmas can actually be one of the biggest stresses in life.
It
it's up there with moving house and, you know, all those sort of, you know, changing jobs, which is actually quite, you know, hilarious when you think about it. It should be a time that we are enjoying each other's company. But, you know, if you are cooking, you know, for a big group of people, you know, whether it's 20 or 30 family members, it can be stressful enough. But then when you throw in a couple of different food allergies or intolerances or special dietary preferences, someone who doesn't eat any meat or, you know, maybe is intolerant to dairy foods or a couple of gluten-free eaters in there, it can get really tricky because you don't necessarily want to tell people, you know, bring your own food. That's not very festive. But you want to make sure that everyone's safe and they're able to find something to eat. So we've got some really great tips so that you don't have to cook or prepare all these different dishes, but simply making tweaks to some of your regular meals that, you know, more people can enjoy it.
There are, I didn't realise, but one in three Australians avoid gluten, dairy or meat, and that's just the start.
It is. This is actually quite unbelievable, and we're seeing the rates of vegetarian diets and vegan diets climbing really rapidly. So it's actually more common to know someone that, you know, is following a gluten-free diet or doesn't eat meat or doesn't eat dairy or has become vegan than it is to have a group of people together and everyone's eating the same thing. It just doesn't really happen anymore. And I can tell you from personal experience, I'm planning a wedding at the moment and the dietary requirements list just goes on and on. So it is really hard. It's really hard to cater for all these different people and all these different diet types.
It'd be a nightmare. In fact, it's in the paper today. A quarter of people think that being vegan means you can't eat vegetables. This is according to new research. Bizarrely, some 27% reckon that vegans can't eat fruit, while 6% think that they can eat fish. Even vegans themselves, Brooke, are confused. 15% think it's fine to eat butter. 13% say they still enjoyed eating eggs. And 14%... still having cheese. For the record, of course, strict vegans refuse to eat or use anything containing animal products.
Now that is extremely worrying that, you know, people, they get confused. They don't know what they're meant to eat. So how, if you're catering for someone who's vegan but eats butter or vegan but eats eggs, you know, it can be really hard. So the first step here is, you know, always talk to your guests. You know, ask them if they have a nut allergy, for example. Ask them how severe it is. Is it a mild nut allergy? Is it a really severe nut allergy? If they're, you know, on a gluten-free diet, is it because they have celiac disease or do they have a gluten intolerance? Do they, you know, are not so worried about contamination? Because, you know, when you have serious nut allergies, you know, I would recommend just not to have nuts, you know, at the table at all, because you just wouldn't want to risk it. But if someone says, oh, you know, actually, I just don't like eating nuts, that's when you kind of need to find out exactly what your guests can and can't eat and you know, have a really honest conversation rather than going to all this stress when they might simply say, oh, I don't actually have an allergy, but I, you know, I just prefer not to eat them.
What is it called? Have you come across this one? What is it called? People that don't like their different foods touching on the one plate.
That's fussy.
That's a great answer.
No. I know that there can be, you know, there can be some people that do have certain, I don't know, ways of eating foods. You know, when kids come into the picture, it gets even harder. Oh. And, you know, that's why, you know, the way you serve up food and doing, you know, these big share platters and shared food is a great way. You know, it's almost like a buffet. It's a great way to serve food at Christmas time. If you do have allergies, intolerances, a great way is to use really nice labels to really clearly state, you know, gluten-free or dairy-free or nut-free, and have lots and lots of different serving utensils, because this is where a lot of us run into a problem. And they even do this in cafes where they have a gluten-free cake or a gluten-free salad, but then they grab the utensil from all the gluten-containing food. And this can actually make some people really unwell. And that's the last thing that we want at Christmas, is to send people home not feeling well. So you do need to be, you know, a little bit, you know, cautious about that contamination that can happen between different foods.
Yeah, you never think about that, do you?
Really? You really don't, because often when you are cooking at home, and if you've got someone in the family with an allergy or an intolerance, you will know that you need to use different chopping boards and utensils. But when you don't cater for these people regularly, you may just think, well, I've picked the bread out of the salad, so surely they can have it. But it's not always the case. So do check with your guests. If in doubt, put it on the side. I love serving salads with, you know, the feta on the side and the olives on the side and the onions on the side. And that way, if people like it, they can add it. And if they don't, they're not feeling like they can't eat that meal, that particular dish.
Do you know that the easiest way to get over this?
Eat out. Eat somewhere else.
Don't invite anyone over.
Oh, look, but that wouldn't be very fun. Look, I think if you do have a really large crowd, and maybe if you're eating, you know, at a joint space, you're going on a picnic or something like that, then it's perfectly acceptable to ask people to bring their own plate. And that's a good way to know that, you know, no matter what the food, you know, intolerances or special diets, they do have something that they can eat. But, you know, I think it is nice when it's family and friends to try to make the effort to cater for as many people as possible. But it doesn't have to be as stressful as we first think.
Very true. If you want more information, you can get it from the article in the December issue of Healthy Food Guide. Thank you, Brooke Longfield, for your chat this afternoon. It's getting a countdown to Christmas. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for having me. Talk to you then.
See you, Brooke. Bye-bye. That's Brooke Longfield, as we say, from the Healthy Food Guide magazine. My goodness me. As if it isn't enough to invite people over for a Christmas dinner, then you've got to sort out all the different menus.